الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا وقال الله تبارك وتعالى وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي لسر الدر الشريف اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders and dear listeners, the ayah that I've just recited, in this ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you want to know a role model, if you want to have an example in your life, then you will find the role model in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ The best example. If you want a best example, then look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His life is a role model for me and you. Today, unfortunately, we make those people as our role model who we should not be making them as our role model. Yeah, we look up onto them, we try to dress like them, live like them, walk like them, talk like them. No. For us, the role model is the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. And as we mentioned earlier as well, if we follow the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and walk on his footsteps, then our destination will be the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, an Urdu poet, he says, نقشِ قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے نقشِ قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے If you follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then your destination will be Jannah. You'll reach Jannah. You know, if someone says that, oh, I'll try to reach Jannah, but through other way. There's no other way. It's only through the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we'll be able to reach Jannah. And only through the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be able to achieve and get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers, today for this very short time, I'll just like to remind myself and everyone that we need to learn the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to learn how he lived his life. Yeah, we need to learn the seerah. First, we need to educate ourselves. And remember, Islam is a complete religion. It teaches us each and every aspect of living. Each and every aspect. No one can come up with anything and say that, you know what, I can't find any teaching in Islam regarding this. No. You'll find teachings in every aspect of your life. And if you learn, and if you go through the pages of seerah, you'll find the teachings in each and every aspect of your life. The need is for me to open the book of seerah, open the pages of seerah and try to learn myself, what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? How did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam live his life? And we try and copy his life. And remember, the being of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such a great being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا, that we have raised your mention. We have raised your mention. Allah is saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator is saying, that O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have raised your mention. You know, today, I'm sure we all know about this. We hear sometimes, you know, some people, they try to make fun of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They try to make these cartoons and here and there. And they try to somehow, you know, draw a bad image of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But always remember this. Whoever tries to do this, they cannot harm the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They can't do any harm to the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because when Allah is saying, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, we have raised your mention, who can bring it down? When Allah has raised himself. So remember, the being of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such a being. You know, there is an Urdu, a Persian poet, he says that, even if my tongue was to be washed 1,000 times to utter the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then too my tongue is not worthy of saying the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's only an honor and tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to mention his life, the great life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's only through the tawfiq and the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to hear through these filthy tongues, you know, the life, the great life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm sure you'd have heard a very famous poet from amongst the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. His name was Hassan bin Thabit, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Hassan bin Thabit. He has said few couplets, few lines in the praising of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we listen to those couplets, it's just amazing. Just amazing. What he says is, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَ قَطُّ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. These are the, you know, the few lines that Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is saying about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is he saying? He's saying, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَ قَطُّ عَيْنِي, that my eyes has not seen anyone more handsome than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My eyes has not seen anyone more handsome than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, you know, when you say that, oh, I have not seen anyone more handsome than him, then there is a possibility that you haven't seen, but there is someone. Isn't it? So, Hassan bin Thabit, when he said this first line, he got this thought that, oh, I haven't seen, but if someone comes up and says that, you know what, it's possible that you haven't seen, but there is someone who is more handsome than him. So, he finishes that possibility with the second line. He says, وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ, that no mother has given birth to any child who is more handsome than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah? So this was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as we mentioned, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we have raised your mention. Now, it's a great honor, and alhamdulillah, it's something very great for us that we are the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are the follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are from his ummah. We are from his ummah. That's very, very fortunate. Very fortunate. Now, when we are from his ummah, we have got certain responsibilities. As we know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final and the last messenger. Yeah, is the final and the last messenger. There is no new prophet that is going to come. It's our responsibility that we follow his teachings and we'll live our life according to his teachings. Now, you know, there is an instruction in the Quran. I'd just like to mention one, you know, a bit of advice for myself firstly and for everyone. We should make a habit. We should make a habit of sending durood and salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. You know, as we mentioned, one thing is, remember, the best way, you know, Allah says in the Quran, if you want to know a role model, the best example that you can follow, that's the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, how can we get that to that? How can, you know, what can help us follow the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This is the thing, that on a daily basis, we make a habit of sending salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. Read Durood Sharif in abundance. Read Durood Sharif in abundance. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing in the Quran to read Durood Sharif, to send salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, one is, whenever we hear the name of our Prophet, we say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whenever we hear, or when we say the name of our Prophet Muhammad, we always say sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran is instructing us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Let's read Durood Sharif once more. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Now if you look into this ayah, you know, it's just amazing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to do something that he himself is doing as well. See, Allah is saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels, what are they doing? يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي. يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي. They are sending salawat upon Prophet Muhammad. So, O believers, you send salawat and you send blessings and salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. So now just imagine how fortunate we are that we are asked to do something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels are doing it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels are doing it. Now, you know, when we say salawat, obviously in Urdu we say, oh, durood padna, right? But the meaning of salawat has got three forms in it, salawat. One salawat is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending salawat. So when we say salawat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means something else. When angels send salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it means something else. And when we send salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it has another meaning. What does that mean? See, when we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what it means is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of the angels. See the life of Rasulullah, see the status of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah is praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of the angels. Now, you know, those who knows Arabic language, they'll know that in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using a word which is mudari'. Mudari' stands for present and future tense, right? And the meaning mudari' gives is of istimrar. Istimrar means continuity. An action that is done continually. Yeah? So that's what this word mudari gives the meaning of. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Quran, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels send salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That means this has not been done just in the past and finished. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is continuously praising Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of the angels. Continuously. It's not been done in the past and it's finished. No. The being of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such that it has been continuously praised by who? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of the angels. That's what salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam means when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending salawat. Now when his angels are doing salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it means that the angels are making dua for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there's no doubt in the acceptance of the du'as of the angels. Their du'as are accepted, without any doubt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now instructing us, instructing me and you, believers, that you send salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Now just imagine how fortunate we are that we are asked to do something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing. The angels are doing it, and now we are asked to send salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's why, on a daily basis, we make a habit of reading Durood Sharif, sending salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on a daily basis. And you know, there are many, many benefits of it. Many benefits. I'll just mention one narration today. You know, there is a famous Sahabi by the name of Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Once he came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Messenger of Allah, I send salawat upon you. Just tell me that how much of my dua should be salawat upon you sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, he was trying to say that, you know, the time that I have allocated for dua for myself, how much of that time should I be making and sending salawat upon you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, whatever you wish. You know, the time for your dua, you can send salawat upon me. Whatever time you want to make it for yourself, you can make it for yourself. Whatever time you wish. So this Sahabi asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, can I allocate 1/4 of the time for durood, 1/4 of my dua time for sending salawat upon you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, whatever you wish. But if you do more, it will be better for you. If you allocate more time for durood, it will be better for you. So this Sahabi then said that, O Messenger of Allah, shall I allocate 1/2 of my time for dua for sending durood upon you? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, whatever you wish, but if you do more, it will be better for you. Then the Sahabi said that, O Messenger of Allah, what if I allocate 2/3 of my time for my dua for sending salawat upon you, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whatever you wish, but if you do more, it will be better for you. Now this Sahabi said that, I will allocate all this time for sending salawat upon you, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning, the time that I will take out for making dua for myself, all that time that I'm using it for myself, I'll send durood upon you, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, what I wanted to mention is this. When this companion said this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen to what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say in reply. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say in reply? This is what we get when we send durood upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahabi, and remember, it's not just for him, it's for me and you as well. When we send durood upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance, this is what we are going to get. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَن تُكْفَى هَمَّكَ وَيُغْفَرَ لَكَ ذَنْبُكَ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. What that means is that if you send durood upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in abundance, then your concerns for this world will be taken care of. Your worries and your concern, your troubles, your difficulties that you're facing in this world, that will be taken care of. So today, you know, if we are facing any hardship, whether it's in terms of financial hardship, or we're not getting any job, or we are struggling, you know, to pay our bills, whatever it is, make sure that we are sending durood upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. This is what this hadith teaches us. That if we send more durood, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that your concerns for this world, it will be taken care of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take out all the stress that you're facing in your life. And I'm sure today, you know, all of us, we are facing some or the other challenges in our life. If we want those challenges to be taken care of, and who will take care of? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of that. So we send durood upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. That's one thing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that your concerns, your troubles, and your worry of this world will be taken care of. Number two, the other benefit, even greater than this. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you forgiveness in Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you forgiveness in Akhirah. You know, if we get that, there is nothing bigger and the greater thing that we can have. Allah is saying that I will forgive you in Akhirah. What else do we want? When Allah will forgive us, we'll get everything what we want. Yeah. So these are just some of the benefits. The so amazing benefit of sending durood upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's why I'll just end upon this. On a daily basis, we make our routine. You know, the scholars, they say, minimum we should try our best to read salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam 300 times a day. Minimum. 300 times. Yeah, if you can do more, very good, mashallah. But minimum we should try and start off with this from today onwards, inshallah. From today onwards, we start with this, sending salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the best siga, the best word from the best durood sharif is the one that we read in our salah. Allahumma salli durood Ibrahimi that we call it, right? The bigger one. But if we can't read the whole of it, then we can even just read sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's also durood sharif. That is also a durood sharif. But the best is that we read the long one that we read in our salah. But if you don't have that much time for some reason or somebody, then we can even just read sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So on a daily basis, so these are, you know, 300 times, we need to fix it. That every day I will make effort to read durood sharif at least 300 times, inshallah. Everyone's making intention, inshallah. And, you know, these are 300 times on a daily basis. But apart from that, you know, walking in our cars, on our tongue, we should keep on saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep reading durood sharif upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, if time permit, next week inshallah, I will mention one durood sharif, which is just amazing, that we need in today's time that we are going through, the challenges the Muslim ummah is facing. That durood sharif is such a durood sharif that it's durood and it's also dua for the Muslim ummah in one. So that durood sharif, I'll just read it once and inshallah we'll go over it. If any brother wants to know that durood sharif, inshallah you can come to me after namaz. I can send it through the WhatsApp. The durood sharif is, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abdika wa rasulik wa salli ala al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat. So we can read that as well. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abdika wa rasulik wa salli ala al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the correct love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our heart. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to act upon the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to read durood sharif in abundance. Ameen ya rabbal alameen wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sunnats can be performed now. Jazakumullah.